you want to stack your skills efficiently and effectively, then you should be learning things that you can connect to your existing skill set. And welcome to another episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode, we are going to be covering how to stack your skill set, stack skills, and learn them faster. Stacking skills is one of the best ways to increase your revenue, increase the amount of projects that you can work with, and also it's a great way to deliver more value to clients who are ultimately looking for services which are similar to the main service that you actually provide, but ultimately will spend their money somewhere else if you cannot provide that similar service. So I know I always say that you should stick to one particular type of service or one particular niche, but it is always good to have stacked skills so that you can learn and understand how to add more value to your clients. And in this episode, I'm going to teach you how to stack your skills, how to choose the correct skills to learn first, and also how to learn those skills faster. And so stacking skills and how to pick the skills that you should learn first. So first and foremost, what is skill stacking? So skill stacking is ultimately learning a skill which you can build on top of an existing skill which furthers the amount of value that you can provide to a client. So for example, if I'm a logo designer, then I should be learning stuff like logo animation, or I should be learning color theory, or I should be understanding how to build branding systems, or I could be learning how to develop brand strategies, which is going to help me be more strategic when I'm speaking to clients. It's a little bit like being in the forest and having a torch. The torch at the moment, with just understanding logo design, shines very narrow. You can't really see a lot of the forest, but the more skills that you stack and the more that you learn, the wider that light becomes. Therefore, you can see more opportunities and you can see more of the forest. Therefore, you can guide your client far better. So the question is, how do you pick the skills that you should learn first? Well, this is actually super simple. Now, the way that I always do it is I basically look at where the opportunities are. So for example, if I was in logo design again, then I would be looking at which skills are the best paying within the niche that I'm currently active in. So if it's logo design again, then I would be looking at how much I can earn with brand strategy, or I would be looking at how much I can earn with logo animation. And then I would also look at how difficult those particular skills are to learn. So for example, it may not make a lot of sense to learn how to code, because that's going to take maybe a year or 2 years, depending on how fast you learn, and it's not directly relevant to the main skill set that you currently have right now. Now, I am not saying that you shouldn't learn how to code or that you can't learn how to code, but what I'm saying is, if you want to stack your skills efficiently and effectively, then you should be learning things that you can connect to your existing skill set. Eventually, you can learn to do whatever you want, but it makes a lot more sense that if you're working with clients in regards to logo design, that you can sell other logo design related skill sets and skills and services that your clients are going to be wanting from you anyway. It's going to be an easier sell, it's related to logo design, and they already trust you to provide a service like that anyway. So it's going to be a lot easier for you to convert them into the new service so you can get paid more without much effort. So actually take some time to think about what skills make the most sense. Do a little bit of research to see what skills that are similar to your existing skill set can you learn to better yourself and progress and add an additional service to the services that you currently offer. Obviously, I think the trick here is just to keep it relevant to your existing skill set and what you do best. But that doesn't mean, obviously, that you can't eventually expand your product range and really start offering completely different services when the time is right. So let's say, for example, you have chosen the skills that you want to learn and you've prioritized them and you know what you need to learn first, second, and third. I usually wouldn't like to list more than three because I think it just gets really overwhelming. And I also wouldn't try to learn too much at once, because ultimately you need to really immerse yourself in that one particular skill set so you can really get used to it and really learn it as fast as possible. And that's one of the main ways to really learn a skill fast. You need to immerse yourself and you need to do it every single day. And one thing that I really love doing is first thing in the morning, when I'm still a little bit groggy and I'm not 100% awake and I don't really want to dive into my emails too early. I always take some time to learn something new or do something which is just going to help me warm to the day nicely. I did this with a logo animation course very recently, and I just took 1 hour every single day to simply just spend a little bit of time doing logo animation, and it really helped me to build an understanding and a skill set of what good logo animation looks like and what bad logo animation looks like. And what that's done is it's helped me to understand how to better advise my clients, even though I'm not currently offering this service to my clients directly because I don't feel like the actual service will be good enough to actually sell just yet. But I can at least advise clients, if they're thinking about doing that, which service providers are best based on their portfolio and the evidence that they can provide. This helps build trust with the client because you are giving them knowledge and they trust you, even though you're not getting paid for it. You don't have to get paid for giving advice and giving, you know, a little bit of guidance in regards to which service provider they should choose. They are now trusting you because you're giving them the best possible advice based on not getting anything in return yourself. And it's actually super powerful stuff when you're actually getting to know clients and you're actually trying to provide value and build a relationship with them. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. You always want to act in the client's best interest, and by doing that, you're going to build trust and a rapport which can ultimately lead to a better relationship and therefore more revenue, and they're going to trust you with bigger and better projects. So to summarize, in order to learn the skills faster once you've chosen the ones and prioritize them from 1 to 3, make sure that you dedicate a little bit of time every single day and whenever you have a little bit of energy just to learn a little bit more about that particular topic. Make sure you schedule it and make sure you prioritize it, because if you leave it until the end of the day, it's never, ever, ever going to get done. Trust me, we both know this. Make sure you prioritize 2 things, actually. 1, learning the new skill, and 2, exercise. Make sure you prioritize these 2 things before any work, any type of project work, anything, because if you're not healthy, then you can't work effectively, right? Your health is the foundation for everything, your health and your mind, okay? And then your skill set is ultimately going to help you to grow and develop your business and earn more money in the future. So make sure you invest in your future self, okay? Make sure you dedicate time every single day. Make sure that you are organized and intentional with your learning. Make sure you are constantly progressing and getting just a little tiny bit better. You don't have to learn it overnight, but just make sure you get just a tiny little bit better every single time you put the invested time into learning that particular skill. But anyway, I'm really thankful that you spent some time with me today on this episode, and if you want to subscribe, that would be fantastic. I'd love to see you again. If you have a couple of moments to leave a quick review, then that would be absolutely incredible. It would help us to get out to other freelancers out there just like you who want to really build a successful freelance business. And if you want to connect with me on Instagram, then you can find me at thescottlancaster. But I cannot wait to see you again in the next episode. I'm really excited with how this podcast is growing. We've got tons of new followers, and I just love sharing my knowledge with you guys, and the messages of support that we're getting on Instagram at the moment are really, really promising. So have an amazing day, and I'll see you soon.